Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God. What's the last bestseller you read? For many of us, this would relate probably to some kind of biography, maybe the recent take on Alexander Hamilton or something like this. But for an increasing number of American evangelicals, the book they have helped to put on the bestseller list is a coloring book. Recently, the website Christian Book Expo released the bestsellers of the Christian book world of 2016. And I took a look at the list, as many others did. My Midwestern Seminary colleague, Jared Wilson, had a number of comments on this list. And I found on it somewhat disconcerting evidence that many people, even in buying books, I suppose you can call coloring books still books, are not in fact reading them. As I say, they're coloring in them. Now, there's nothing sinful inherently, I suppose, in terms of what the scripture explicitly reveals about coloring, a figure on a page of paper. I don't think that's necessarily something that we need to say is horribly, flagrantly wrong with the world. There's plenty of other things we could cite that would come above coloring books in terms of the worst things of the world list. But we do need to note this. Something is taking place in evangelicalism when numerous coloring books for adults are on the bestseller list. In other words, people aren't really having much of an appetite for actual reading, it appears. They are having a desire to spend their quiet time coloring, I suppose doing something soothing, something relaxing. I don't want to throw stones here. In point of fact, I am not very much soothed by coloring books, but that's not because of some inherent philosophical bent. It's because I'm very bad at coloring. I just want to confess that publicly. I was never very good at staying within the lines, and so that may be the reason why I do not have shelves worth of coloring books. There may, of course, be other reasons. But I want to say this more broadly about this top 100 books of the year from the website Christian Book Expo. Today, we are very much tempted to read fluff, so let's forget about coloring in this kind of exercise. Let's just talk about other books. There are many other books on this bookseller list that, frankly, are not really theological at all, don't have very much to say about biblical realities, in many cases cater to the felt needs of evangelicals. Now, you can look at the list for yourself. You'll see some good books on there, some memoirs and other things that are encouraging to see. But in many cases, it's sad to see so many books that really aren't focused on engaging God and knowing Him at a deeper, richer, more theological, more biblical level. Christians need to know that reading is integral to godliness. I mean, think about the scripture itself. Contrary to the way many of us are tempted to think about our daily faith, we don't get a kind of iPhone battery charge up simply by virtue of sleeping in our bed at night. In other words, you don't wake up more godly simply because you slept 7 to 8 hours overnight. What is it that prompts and occasions personal growth for us as believers? It is the Word of God. We are inextricably connected to the Word of God in terms of our personal holiness and our spiritual growth. What I'm saying is this: there is no way to grow as a believer outside of reading, meditating on, and living according to the Bible. There's no way. That is the catalyst at a daily level for Christian spirituality. Of course, the entire life of the Christian and the broader church, the local church, is centered around what? The preaching of the Word of God. The Apostle Paul appointed pastors and elders like Timothy, for example, who were charged with the preaching of the Word in season and out. This is the message that pastors are supposed to declare. So what I'm saying is this in terms of reading. Pastors themselves read deeply in the Word of God, and then they take the fruits of that reading, that study, they preach it, and their preaching in turn drives the local congregation back to the Word on a daily basis. This is the kind of reading rhythm of the local church that God has set up. So in our daily lives as believers, we want to recognize that there isn't going to be much growth at all if we are not reading the Scripture. Beyond the Scripture, the reading of good Christian books, of books of theology, of spirituality, that are aimed at helping you and me to engage God more deeply and richly, this is going to be the major conduit for many of us to grow closer to Christ. Again, outside of the simple reading of Scripture and prayer, this is going to be the way that you and I forge a stronger faith and a thicker Christian worldview. There's no shortcuts here. There is no way to plug yourself into Logos Bible software, click a button, and all of a sudden you have attained perfect knowledge of God. There's no way to do it other than simple hard work day in and day out. But how do you do this? How do you become a reader if you are like so many Christians, well-intentioned, but you struggle to find the time and the energy, you know, when you get home from work, the day begins on the other end of the day, and it's hard to find an hour or 2 hours to read deeply in Christian theology. How are you supposed to get started? Here's the key, I think. The key is to set yourself attainable, reasonable goals. So don't try to be some sort of reading all-star right off the bat. Don't try to read 300 Christian books next year of theology and biblical wisdom. Try to read 10. Try to read one a month. Read for 20 minutes a day. Pick a Christian classic. Pick something from Spurgeon, Edwards, Luther, Calvin, Augustine, Lloyd-Jones, John Piper, Mark Dever. Pick something really rich and somewhat challenging. And again, read it for 15 minutes a day. Set aside 15 minutes. Read, 5 to 10 pages a day. Think about this. If you read 5 to 10 pages a day for 20 days a month, you would read basically 200 pages, maybe 250 pages if you were pushing a little bit. That's a book. That's a book a month. That's 12 books a year if you continue that throughout the year. Instead of watching copious hours of sports or spending tons of time on Pinterest or Instagram or whatever it is that's going to suck up a lot of that free time, you would instead have found the time to read, let's say, 10 to 12 rich books of spirituality and theology. That would be immensely good for your soul. But you have not had to set aside 4 hours a day to accomplish even this limited goal. You have set aside, half an hour, maybe an hour at most, and you've set yourself an attainable, reasonable goal that you can be flexible with if the day gets busy. But nonetheless, you are committed to. You know, the way to become a reader is to read. There's nothing fancy about it. Too many people are out there waiting for somebody to come alongside them and tell them how they're supposed to become some sort of highbrow intellectual, or for our purposes, some sort of really serious, devoted Christian who really engages God and grows by contact, close contact with the Word of God and its doctrine. You don't need permission here. You don't need somebody to come alongside you and tell you, okay, go. You may be in a church that supports this kind of culture and you need to engage it, or you may be in a church, sadly, that doesn't really focus on the riches of reading. The way to become a reader in any and all cases, though, is this. It's to read. And here's the beautiful thing. To become a reader is really to become a thinker. Yes, we have this image of the thinker as the kind of abstract philosopher sitting in an office by themselves, or perhaps today in a elite coffee shop with earbuds in their ears, reasoning out the deeper truths and realities of life all by their lonesome. But for most people, including most so-called thought leaders, the way to become a thinker and thus a leader in any intellectual or theological sense is to become a reader. This is really the shortcut that you're looking for. If you want to become a thinking Christian, you really want to become a reading Christian. So, listen, do what you will with your spare time, but know this, every second is precious. There are times to put your feet up and relax and enjoy a game or, some kind of pastime that appeals to you. That's no bad thing. But you have an opportunity as a believer, whatever age you are, whatever education level you have an opportunity to grow this year, to engage God's word and the doctrine of God's word, the spirituality it produces, by little other than reading, and along with your reading, praying. And that is something worth putting on a bestseller list. Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast at the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.